PNC Maverick with Craig Pretzinger. Fuel for your mind and agency in under 5 minutes.
Hello, PNC Mavericks. Craig Pretzinger here. And today we're diving into one of the most powerful and often overlooked laws from Robert Greene's 48 Laws of Power, Law Number 9, which states, win through your actions, never through argument. At first glance, this law might seem counterintuitive. After all, we live in a world where persuasion and debate are highly valued skills. We're taught to make compelling arguments, to win people over with our words and ideas. But here's the thing. When it comes to achieving real, lasting success in your insurance career, actions will always speak louder than words. Think about it. When you're trying to win a new client or convince your team to get behind a new initiative, what's more powerful? A well-crafted argument or a track record of tangible results? When you're negotiating with a carrier or advocating for a policy change, what's more persuasive? A theoretical debate or a demonstrated history of success and expertise? The truth is, people are much more likely to be swayed by what you do than what you say. They want to see proof of your value, your competence, and your dedication. They want to know that you can walk the walk, not just talk the talk. That's where law number 9 comes in. It's about understanding the power of timing and choosing the right moments to let your actions do the talking. For example, let's say you're an agency owner who's been working on a new marketing campaign for months. You've poured your heart and soul into the strategy, the creative, the messaging, and now you're finally ready to launch. But instead of just sending out a mass email blast or posting on social media, you decide to be strategic about your timing. You wait for a moment when your target audience is most likely to be receptive. Maybe it's right after a major industry event or during a slow period when people are looking for new ideas. Then you launch your campaign with a bang. You showcase the results of your hard work through compelling case studies, testimonials, and data. You demonstrate the tangible impact your approach has had on your clients and your business. By letting your actions speak for themselves, you create a powerful impression that words alone could never achieve. You show your audience that you're not just talking about innovation and success, you're actually making it happen. Or maybe you're a producer who's been working with a difficult client for months. You've tried every argument and persuasion tactic in the book, but they just won't budge on their position. Instead of continuing to bang your head against the wall, you decide to take a different approach. You focus on delivering exceptional service and value, going above and beyond to meet their needs and exceed their expectations. Over time, your actions start to speak for themselves. The client begins to see you in a new light, not just as a salesperson, but as a trusted advisor and partner. They become more open to your ideas and suggestions, not because you've worn them down with arguments, but because you've proven your worth through your actions. That's the power of Law Number 9. It's about understanding that true influence and persuasion come from what you do, not just what you say. It's about being strategic in your timing and choosing the right moments to let your actions shine. But it's not just about big, flashy moves or grand gestures. Law Number 9 also applies to the small, everyday actions that build trust and credibility over time. It's about showing up consistently and reliably for your clients and your team. It's about following through on your promises and commitments, even when it's hard or inconvenient. It's about taking ownership of your mistakes and working tirelessly to make things right. When you approach your work with this kind of integrity and dedication, people take notice. They start to see you as someone they can count on, someone they want to work with and refer others to. And that's when the magic happens. That's when opportunities start coming your way, not because you've argued your way into them, but because you've earned them through your actions. So my challenge to you, PNC Mavericks, is to start thinking about how you can apply Law Number 9 in your own insurance career. Where are the opportunities for you to let your actions do the talking? How can you be more strategic in your timing and choose the right moments to showcase your value and expertise? Maybe it's by launching a bold new initiative that demonstrates your innovation and thought leadership. Maybe it's by going above and beyond for a client in a way that creates a powerful case study or testimonial. Or maybe it's simply by showing up every day with this kind of consistency and reliability that builds trust and loyalty over time. Whatever it is, remember that the key is to focus on actions, not just words, to win through what you do, not just what you say. And when you do that consistently and strategically, you'll be amazed at the doors that start to open and the success that starts to flow your way. So Go out there and start mastering the art of timing in your insurance career. Start letting your actions speak louder than words and start winning through the power of Law Number 9. As always, keep pushing boundaries, keep questioning the status quo, and keep being the maverick that you are. Until next time, this is Craig Pretzinger signing off. Hey there, want to hear more? Join me with my co-host buddy Jason Feltman at the Insurance Dudes podcast or the Insurance Dudes website over at dumdot.theidudes.com. Please, if you liked what you heard, click subscribe and you'll get the newest episode each time.